I want to talk about just a couple of words out of Ezekiel 6, verse 9. Those of you that escape will remember me among the nations where they should be carried captive, because I have been broken with their lewd heart, or the RV, with their whorish heart, which has departed from me, and with their eyes, which play the prostitute after their idols. Now, you can read chapter after chapter of the Bible, and it's good that we read the Bible daily and that we think, yep, I must read this chapter and that chapter and that chapter. But there's a huge amount of information in each chapter, and each of these words is inspired by God. And sometimes you need to just, I'm not saying you don't need to read so much, but what one needs to just grab hold of a verse and some words and let them speak to you. Now, we're all busy. In the sweat of your face, you will eat bread until you return to the dust from which you were made. And that is how it is. You can be busy doing whatever you're doing. You can be caught up totally with childcare and all the things that come from raising a young family. You can be working on a production line in a factory. You can be dealing with clients in whatever job or profession, career that you have. Whatever. It makes no difference. Grab the odd verse now and again. That's all you can do sometimes. Just grab a verse, have your Bible on your phone, grab a verse and think about it. Even if it takes you, 20 seconds to just grab that verse off your phone, just any verse, and think about it as you're getting on with whatever you've got to do. Have it at the back of your mind and then grab another one, maybe half an hour, 2 hours later. That's the way, I think, to get through life with a spiritually minded attitude. Now, if you happen to grab this verse, well, you've got a lot to think about. God Almighty, the God who is so far from us, says, "You broke my heart. I have been broken." This is God speaking. "I have been broken with their whorish heart." That is the fact that in your hearts, you're running away from me. You're thinking about this idol and that God and not me. And he says, "And I've been broken with their eyes, which play the prostitute after their idols." They were always looking with their eyes here and there to somebody else apart from God. Rather like an alcoholic is doing his shopping in the supermarket, and he or she, just as much a problem with ladies, just sees the alcohol that's on display in the alcohol section, and their eyes dart towards that alcohol on display. And so it was with Judah, that their eyes were playing the prostitute after their idols, and it broke God's heart. Now, this shows very clearly that God is not, as it were, made of stone. God is not a rock. God has emotion and he has passion. And all through the history of false gods, through the theology of idolatry, the Greek gods, etc., the one thing that a god didn't have was emotion and passion. Well, the true God, the one true God, the God of Israel that's revealed as Yahweh in the Bible, he is full of emotion and passion. And because God is love, he risks. Because to love somebody is really to open yourself and is to make yourself vulnerable. Because if the object of your love, if the beloved turns against you or says with sort of eye service, yes, I love you back, but is actually chasing this one and that one and the other thing and just hasn't got time for you, well, that is heartbreaking. And why is it heartbreaking? Because you loved first. So God wooed Israel in the wilderness, Ezekiel says later. And they rejected him even then, but he tried to make it through. He tried to power through the relationship and to marry them. He spread his skirt over them, as it were, at Sinai when the cloud came down. And they entered into covenant with him and became his people. But they were always after their idols, just as the book of Hosea shows you. You know, Hosea represents God, and he was the prophet who married a prostitute, Gomer, who represented Israel. And you get all those same feelings there that God has. Now, this God whose heart can be so broken because he's a God who is so sensitive, likewise can be thrilled by our response. This is why all the angels of heaven rejoice when one sinner repents, be it in baptism, be it a fellow standing at a bus stop or at a tram stop, waiting for the number 5, and he gets smitten. That wasn't right. Oh, I repent. God, I change my mind. Please forgive me. Wow. There's ecstatic joy. And the ecstasy of God's joy, if you like, is related again to the fact that he loves so much. So this God is our God. And in the hour-by-hour business of life, we can touch his heart and we can break his heart. And let's remember that.